The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What up, friends? I've got another free view of the Lost Zane recordings from my time on 107.3 WBBL. All right. Now, in this free free view, it was part of a week-long Stu McAllister sit-in with your old pal Eric Zane. All right. It was, just before New Year's, 2016 into 2017. It's like an audio time capsule from my days with my own show on the radio before it all came crashing down. Anyway, I'd like to give you one segment of the Lost Zane recordings right here. And then the full show is available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That is where I've basically camped out for the past 3.5 years. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Free content. I always appreciate you supporting me by listening to it. But if you really want to help out the show, sign up for my Patreon with a $5 or $10 donation per month, or whatever you want to donate per month. It's up to you. I've got it set at $5 for all of the audio, $10 for all the audio, and all of the video. I say donation because it is, and I'd like to give you a lot in return for you digging into your pocket. And what a kind gesture to throw it my way to keep the lights on and keep the puppy dogs fed. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much. If not, enjoy this, and we'll talk to you down the road. Bye-bye.
And yes, we are back. December 30th, it's the Eric Zane Show, show number 181. The last show of 2016, just like that, under our belt. Weather today, you'll see a little bit of snow here and there, lake effect kind of, making things interesting. That was a lot of what happened in the back half of the day yesterday, making the roads not very good at all. It feels like 16 outside, but it's 28 with a 17-mile-an-hour wind. A little bit high of 29 today, and a little bit warmer for Saturday with a high of about 35, maybe some snow. Welcome in. One, Stuart Reeves McAllister.
I like how you leave my middle name in. Thanks.
Well, it's a damn great name. It's sure. Reeves.
Reeves, baby. With an I.
So I'll meet somebody new today, and I'll be like, hey, I know a guy with a middle name of Reeves. Just work it in there at any one point.
They'll be like, all right, moving on.
So, it's very normal to take a nap every day. I am in a unbelievable winning streak of naps. And I know, and I say that, you may get jealous, Stu, because you have a second job, for God's sake.
Yeah, I leave here and I go to that.
Yeah, I mean, just to think after getting up way too early and then going to do a job, it's just, well, it sounds terrible.
It's life.
It's the same thing today?
Yeah.
Do you get to go home at all, let the dog out?
Yeah, today I'm home for like maybe a half hour. So I go home, let the dog out. I know. It's all right, man.
Well,
it's life.
You know, I mean, I think we can add that to the legend that is Stu, the fact that he would come in here and support the show and do this in like a moonlighting scenario like it has been for the past... since last Friday.
Yep.
So it is appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
But I crashed and I took this absurd nap. And it's hard to describe it, but I know I kept waking up during this. I don't know. I basically went back to bed. Yeah. But I didn't intend to, but I couldn't come out of the sleep.
So.
I would awaken, and my eyes would open. I remember looking at the clock. I remember seeing it was snowing out. I remember things in the room.
Okay.
But this was all the while I'm dreaming.
Oh, one of those creepy.
So the dream would go on, and then I would start to come out of it, but then I would shut it back down again, and the dream would remain. And I think there is actually like a hard reset button on the dream computer on your brain that you actually have to get up and go, well, I'm up now, I am awake, and I will not have another dream. And you actually have to get up, out, walk around, you know, put water on your face.
Snap out of it.
And so then... I almost was, well, I was pretty much like trying to see how I could keep doing this. It was almost like I was playing a game. I was entertaining myself.
You were in control,
while
baby.
I was asleep, and I was like, I think I'll come out of it, and I'll go back in. But the thing is, this was not a good dream. It was very, very strange. And the dream was I had gotten out of, I had lost this job, and I went back to the Tri-City, Saginaw Bay City, Midland, where I first really started to cut my teeth in this deal.
Nice.
And I went back to an old radio station and started to work there. And I went to my old neighborhood in Midland and bought the house that I used to own, which that is neat to me.
You're going into the past.
I know.
What are you doing?
I know. And it was weird. In the dream, I banged on the door of the neighbor who I used to know to see if he still lived there. And the woman, a woman answered the door who I didn't recognize and said, hey, does Mike live here? This is in the dream. She goes, no. And she slammed the door in my face. And I was like, and I pounded on the door again, and then I'm waiting for her to answer it. And I thought, oh, God. And in the dream, I'm like, oh, boy, she's probably going to shoot me now.
Right.
I forget what happened at that point.
Right.
I then remember interactions with people I don't recognize. And then I remember one of the new neighbors offering me beer. And I don't drink, as you know. I can't drink. I mean, I'm an alcoholic, for God's sake. Yeah. And in the dream, I drank. Now, this has happened. Have you ever, in your social work background, you ever heard about anything like this? I mean, this is drinking dreams on alcoholics is a pretty regular thing.
Yeah.
And what happens, and this has been going on for over 20 years for me, you have these dreams, and you are convinced you have actually drank.
Oh.
You feel bad, and in the dream...
Shame.
The dream, I'm like, oh, no, my wife is going to smell it. She's going to kill me. And in the dream, I'm like freaking out.
Yeah.
And I've now convinced myself that it is legit. And I have had moments in time where then you wake up from the dream and it's like, oh, it was all a dream. But they are so tangible and profound that a small part of me, for long stretches of time, thinks that I have fallen off the wagon at some point. I have started to have to go while I'm awake.
Yeah.
Like sitting here talking to you going, now, have I actually fallen off the wagon ever? And then I realized, no, you have not. Mm-hmm. You have not done that. Now, some people may. I mean, whatever. Everybody's different. But, man.
Your brain was messing with you yesterday.
That is just the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did it seem weirder? Because it sounded, when you started off, you were in control of these dreams.
And that does happen. Lucid dreams. Yeah. I have those, too.
Yeah.
And it usually results in me boning someone.
I sense a...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should, too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Theme. How long were you out for on this nap?
Let's see. About 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, that was pretty long, man.
Yeah, I basically went back to bed.
All right, how'd you feel when you got up? Disoriented?
Yeah, and I did not, I had trouble actually waking up. I was a mess. My heart was beating at like 50 beats a minute. Mm. I was like, oh God, I can't get going. I had to go to the gym and swim, and then I came out of it finally. But
great.
Man,
Right.
Terrible. I even tweeted it out. I go, unbelievable. Woke up scared. I have two recurring dreams. The drinking dream and losing my teeth dream.
Regular. Losing your teeth?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
You had a busted mouth?
People have said to me, you know, it means something. And in fact, I'll get emails after throwing it out on the air right now. People saying, this is what it means. It's like, I don't know if it means.
You talk for a living, so I mean, that would be an awful thing to lose your teeth.
Well, Gravy from Hot FM, because he found this out. And he was, what that means is that you're talking crap about someone.
What?
Like, well, yeah, I don't know, maybe. And then he keeps telling me, so I think he's trying to indicate that he thinks that I've been talking about him, which is true. So maybe he's on something.
That's like when your ear gets hot and people are like, I mean, someone's talking about you.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
No, it just means my ears are warm.
Yeah. Stupid.
Completely different subject. I haven't really been too in depth with the whole Russian hacking thing. I mean, I've been aware of it.
Yeah.
But I have some questions about the whole thing because... The president now has imposed sanctions on what his intelligence has learned about people in Russia hacking the United States in an attempt to, as it's been charged, and I don't know if this is for sure, swing the election so that Donald Trump would be president. Am I getting what?
Yes.
As far as you have read, does that sound about right?
That is correct from what I know.
And now I am hearing that the president has, there's been some diplomats that are in the United States that are Russians that he has made them, they had like 72 hours to leave the country along with their families, like kicking them out of the country.
Ramping it up, huh?
And other various things to punish Russia.
Yeah.
And then the Russians have said, well, we will measure our response, which means they're thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So this is, it sounds pretty messy.
Yes. You
know? And I thought to myself, well, now what do you park on here? What do you talk about? What do you get into it other than just spewing what everybody else has thrown out there? And that is the details of these indictments and the response. And I guess what I can honestly do is just throw out what could the motive have been? Because it could be funny if you think about it. If, let's just say in this hypothetical situation, Russia said, all right, comrades, let's hack them to get Mr. Trump elected.
Yeah.
This is just hypothetical.
Sure.
Three things. One, did they do it because they think that they would be better off, Russia, with Donald Trump as the president?
Uh-huh.
Or did they do it because they thought America would be worse off with Donald Trump? I'm not being a snark idiot. I'm just asking the question.
Yep.
And the third thing, if they did do that and, in fact, were successful in getting him elected, in this hypothetical, if he was elected because the Russians hacked us.
Right.
If you are a supporter of Donald Trump, do you love Russia now because of this? I mean, if it comes out that he would have lost the election had Russia not been involved, and you are a Trump supporter, are you going, well, hell yeah, I love Russia.
Because I'm a commie.
Well, maybe not that, but because their guy got elected, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so now they... You know, I don't know.
I'm still confused as to, even if the Russians did hack into whatever, like, what information? Was it, like, all the bad information about Hillary that got released?
Yeah, the term hacked is a very general term these days.
It is.
And I I have no idea if this means that, like you said, they found out information and then spread propaganda or yeah. information that, well, it may have been true.
Right.
Or did they, or, because I, again, I have a very pedestrian knowledge of this entire story, and I like it that way, frankly.
Sometimes it's better that way. Yeah. Ignorance is bliss.
Uh-huh. Or... are they talking about they actually had their fingers in it? Like, okay, Trump had one vote. Now he has 1,000 votes. Mm-hmm. You know,
right, right. Yeah, I don't think it was that. I'd like to believe it wasn't.
There's
that.
No way. It couldn't have been.
Man,
that.
No. Please, no.
It can't be that easy.
Sure.
For just a handful of bright minds in another country to swing an election.
Obama doing these sanctions, is he saying that he believes the Russian government is responsible for these hacks? Or just a bunch of like computer nerds having fun.
I don't know if he's come out and said that. I haven't read that.
All
but
right.
Maybe.
All right. Because what does he think? What is the Russian government going to do if it's a bunch of 400-pound dudes in their basement having fun on their computer? Like, what does he expect the Russian government to do? Right?
He has to think that the government was behind it, right? If he's kicking diplomats out of the country,
that's what I would take away from it. But it just seems weird to me that you think an actual government is going, let's mess with these guys in their election process.
And to what end? Because now the saber rattling, all this has done is now everybody's kind of like on this heightened sensitivity. And, you know, everybody's got nuclear weapons these days. And it was never good back when they were. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing those things out there.
It's creepy, man. It scares me. It's like that Cold War nonsense again coming back, possibly.
Right, right.
Who wants that?
Mm. A lot of fun things in store today. We have tickets to give away. We've got Jenny Garrone from Celebration Cinema is going to come in.
She's a favorite.
And she's coming in here. No one was scheduled to be here from them today.
Okay.
But she wanted to play Stump Jenny. Now... Normally, we kicked off last week the Stump Ron movie trivia game, and Ron sucked. He was so bad at it.
Wow, I thought he would have been super knowledgeable.
Oh, no. Well, that's the thing. I mean, the guy's worked in the movie industry
50 years.
In a really crazy amount. I think it might be 40.
Yeah, it's a lot more than you would think.
And they asked him a question. The audience would ask him questions like, what was the hit movie in the 1970s about a shark? Mm-hmm. Four letters in the title, took place in New York.
Start with the letter J.
And he'd be like, I don't know. So Jenny says, well, I can do a hell of a lot better than him.
All right. Probably. She's hip. I moved her out of her house.
Like you, like threw her out of her house, or you?
No, I helped her move. She moved from point A to point B, and I helped her move.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know who she was. I was part of a moving company that helped move her.
Oh,
because the last time I was here and she was here, she stopped me and said, "Yeah, you moved me out of my house." And I was like, "What is I a D to you in any way?" And she's like, "No, you were all right.
You were all right. Yeah,
yeah. I had to make sure." So
you were in, when I was in here, and that interaction took place.
Yeah. No, you weren't. This was like off air.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't recognize her or anything, but she recognized me.
Oh,
it was kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. She remembered you.
How funny is that?
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
There's hope.
Yeah.
but in just a few short minutes, actually at 6:22, I had an awkward interaction at the YMCA with the very young lifeguards, two young ladies yesterday.
All right, what happened?
I'll tell you about it coming up in just a bit. It was awkward. I thought one thing, and then I felt stupid. I felt really stupid.
Was this an age thing?
No, but I really thought that I was something special for a brief moment in time, and then that changed dramatically because of something on my body.
Oh.
Okay? 6:22, I'll tell you that story. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My preview or freeview of the Lost Zane recordings. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.